With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Lindsey Graham holding fast to his push for federal legislation to protect unborn children at 15 weeks.
Despite the fact former President Trump is backing away from a 15-week abortion ban, his close ally, Senator Graham, says he'll still push for 15 weeks, a standard embraced by many European countries. Graham calls 15 weeks the civilized world's position. Graham says at the very least he'll push for mandatory anesthesia for babies aborted after 15 weeks. He told The Hill, quote, "It's common medical practice to administer anesthesia to operate on an unborn child at 15 weeks to save their life." Bob Agnew reporting.
In Madison, Wisconsin, Monday, President Biden had another go at paying off college loans. He said student loan relief will empower Americans to pursue their dreams without the burden of debt. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's military has withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, but defense officials say troops were merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Hamas's last stronghold of Rafah. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive hasn't changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
Kirby says the U.S. wants to present Rafah alternatives to the Israelis.
We're still looking to have a conversation with the Israelis about Rafah here in coming days. Hopefully sometime next week, and the Israelis have assured us that there will be no operations in and around Rafah until we have had a chance to talk to them at greater length about the viable options and alternatives to a major ground up.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on her way back from China, where she spent a five-day visit with Chinese officials. SRN News. Abortion clinics are drying up.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs who claim the ban violates a state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case and may be challenged in the state's Supreme Court. The ACLU says some of them consider abortion to be an important part of their religious expression. This is SRN News. Asbestos victims go to court, as we hear from Julie Walker.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you. Railroad tracks, everybody, whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust.
A trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.